Whichever coffee you want, Mojo Espresso is the double shot you need. It's your caffeine-inspired shot of inspiration and perspective, made organically to help you on your journey, with the goal to win the morning and win the day. Okay, so to today's episode, and of all the questions we get asked at Mojo, the one that keeps popping up is, what does it mean to be a leader? It's kind of crazy with millions of leadership books out there, we still don't actually know the golden rule of leadership. It's also crazy how many of us are in leadership roles, but actually have zero leadership training, right? Because it's the complete opposite training to the technical training to be a good worker or a good athlete. Yeah. And when someone finally learns the formula, they so often say, oh, so that's a leader. So in this episode of Mojo Espresso, we want to just simplify what makes a great leader, yeah, and let go of this mythical hero type leader or thinking it's about ourselves as opposed to our impact on others. And given social anxiety and leadership anxiety are actually interrelated in terms of, you know, FOPO, fear of other people's opinions or wanting to be liked or feeling like an imposter and not being worthy of a role or relationship or feeling like I don't belong so I try and fit in, we thought it was time we did a Mojo Espresso on the topic of how to be a better leader or just connect to others. Once we develop confidence in ourselves and can effectively lead ourselves, the next step is to develop confidence in how we lead others. To do this, we need to effectively shift our mindset from self-interest to social interest and from focusing on I to focusing on we. Yeah, we move from I to we. That's why self-confidence always comes before leadership confidence, because we need to feel that we're worthy of connection to others first and be comfortable in our own skin first and be kind and compassionate to ourselves first before we can be compassionate to others and to lead others. The process is to find ourselves and then lose ourselves and find someone else to love. Yeah. Okay, so why is there so much confusion on what leadership is? Well, my cynical hat would say intellectuals and management consultants have overcomplicated it in the 1980s and dissected it with multiple definitions and styles, be it autocratic leadership, democratic leadership, transformational, transactional, situational. And while they all have some merit, to be honest, they've also confused the hell out of us. Not only that, we've also just come out of a few decades of leadership where Bill George, who's my favorite leadership mentor, describes it as more about style than substance, yeah, or personality over integrity, yeah, or charisma over character. Even Hollywood has created this hero style leadership image of someone who stands, you know, messiah-like and commands loudly and protects their followers, right? It's almost like to be a leader, you need to change the world. But that's so last year, and it's so wrong. The other misconception is thinking leadership is a title or more structural than it is attitudinal. Don't get me wrong, organizations by design are structured in terms of a decision-making hierarchy where some people have the word leader in their title and some people don't. Yeah, or someone is a captain and someone isn't. But at its core, leadership is not based on where you sit in an org chart or what your title is or whether you have the letter C for captain next to your name or not, yeah? Or even how old or how new you are in a team. The reason we need to blow these unhelpful definitions out of the water is because when we think of leadership like this, we fall into the trap of thinking, well, I'm not a leader, yeah? Or I can't be a leader or I don't have C next to my name, and that's so wrong. Because it's not a position, yeah? It's a mindset, and it's a mindset that we can learn and practice and over time integrate into all areas of our lives, yeah? And not just work either, because it affects every single relationship we have, yeah? And almost every aspect of our lives. Okay, so how do we define leadership at Mojo? Well, if we could rewrite the 2 million definitions of leadership into the dictionary, we would quite simply define leadership as creating an environment to help others realize their potential. Yeah, I'll say that again, to create an environment to help others realize their potential. So to be a confident leader, in simple terms, is mastering the skills and mindset to create an environment for others to realize their potential, yeah, for others to flourish. Now, the key word here is others, yeah? It's always about others, because the number one mistake all leaders all over the world make is thinking that leadership is about me, yeah, that I have to have the answers and everyone is looking to me to find the answers. Because in reality, leadership has nothing to do with me and everything to do with others, yeah? Being open to this and acknowledging this is literally life-changing, yeah? And it takes the pressure off because it removes that imposter syndrome, yeah? Because it's no longer about me. It's the same with public speaking. The reason public speaking is one of the biggest fears is because we think it's about us, yeah? But public speaking has nothing to do with us and everything to do with the audience, yeah? And educating or inspiring them in some way. And once we realize this, we immediately let go of ego and fear and thinking it's about me. And we actually start caring about others. Trent Cotchin, the recently retired captain of AFL team Richmond, not the Ted Lasso Richmond, went from unofficially voted the worst captain in the AFL in 2016 to officially voted by his peers as the best captain in the AFL in 2017. And the number one thing he did as part of that transformation was change his perspective on what a leader is. Yeah, Koch thought it all had to be all about him, and it exacerbated this perfectionism and imposter syndrome and this loner mentality. As soon as he let go of this definition and focused only on helping others, he realized he didn't have to have all the answers, but rather create an environment where together his teammates and coaches could find the answers together. Yeah. And then they went on the most amazing journey, winning 3 of the next 4 premierships. Counterintuitively, Trent played some of his best football ever in that period, right? When he only thought about helping his teammates. It's extraordinary how often a great player gets elevated to captain, but then suddenly loses their confidence. Yeah. After years of struggling with this, Trent changed his perspective and said to his teammates, "You know what? I'm imperfect and I'm accepting of that, but I'm also worthy of your love and connection and taking you on a journey. And the rest is folklore." It's amazing what can be achieved when no one cares who gets the credit. Yeah, the Matildas' inspiring captain, Sam Kerr, creates horizontal relationships where everyone in the team is equal. Yeah. In Sam's words, "I look up to so many of the girls and to lead them is an honor, but it's also an honor when they've led out us out too." And that's the great part about being a team. Everyone plays their part. Everyone could wear the captain's armband. There are no egos in our team, and it's all about making sure the team succeeds. And it's the same with the legendary Chicago Bulls coach, Phil Jackson. Right? He had the same philosophy. In his words, "I always tried to foster an environment in which everyone plays a leadership role, from the unschooled rookie to the veteran superstar, yeah, to nurture everyone else's leadership skills. And when I do that, it paradoxically strengthens my role as a leader." Yeah. And it's exactly the same with the All Blacks. And if you diagnose all other great teams, you'll see a similar philosophy with their leadership. Okay, so it's really important we acknowledge the fundamental difference between technical capability and leadership capability here, because I think this is where we're going a bit skew-if. In our schooling or education, when we start out at school or university, yes, it's effectively all about me, because this is where we go to learn or practice or study or become technically qualified and hone our craft in a particular skill, be it finance or teaching or consulting, or you might be an athlete, yeah? We eventually get a job with this skill, and if we work hard at it or we're good at it, we get rewarded for it. Yeah, we get promoted or we get paid more. But it's effectively still about me, 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 me. But when we get promoted to a leadership position, we need to almost, I don't know, formally acknowledge, yeah, put a stake in the ground. That's no longer about me. Yeah, it's more about the impact I can have on others, yeah, to help them, to serve them, to love them, yeah, to be interested, not interesting, to make their day. Now, while this is often when people start thinking about leadership, when they get promoted to a leadership position, we don't actually have to wait for a promotion, because this is a philosophy that can extend to all areas of our lives, at any moment of our lives. And it's not just at work either. The good news is, once we realize that it's not about us, right, it actually takes the pressure off, as our job is not to have the answers anymore, or to be the smartest person in the room anymore, but rather to create the environment where together we find the answers. Yeah? How liberating is that? Right? Thank God it's not about me. Here's a little break while I enjoy my coffee. If you're listening to this right now and you're thinking, I don't want to just listen anymore, I actually want to do some of the work, then download the Mojo Crow app and start a course. And now, back to the episode. Okay, so what can we do right now to be a leader? Well, once we understand that it's about creating an environment for others, to realize their potential, we can then tap into the four secret ingredients that go into creating the most amazing human connection with others. The first is authenticity, which is creating an environment where people can be their imperfect selves, and don't have to pretend or fit into other people's expectations. Now, this needs to be role modeled by the leader first, to accept their own imperfections and believe that they're worthy to be here. The second one is vulnerability. And vulnerability arguably plays the greatest role in creating leaders. Because there's effectively two types of leaders, in my opinion: those who see vulnerability as a strength and those who view it as a weakness. And unfortunately, if you view vulnerability as a weakness, you'll be quite closed and closed-minded and defensive and feeling like you're on the back foot all the time. You won't be very compassionate for yourself because you think you have to be this perfect leader. So you'll be constantly caring what other people think. And then you're never going to create that connection, right, that we're looking for. But if you go the other way and you embrace vulnerability as a strength, you'll be more open and open-minded and curious and creative. You'll also be compassionate, both for yourself and for others. And then you will create the most beautiful connection amongst their teams. And when you embrace vulnerability as a strength, every aspect of your life, not just your leadership, changes. Now, the best way to practice vulnerability as a leader is to ask questions. And in my opinion, the best question you can ask is, okay, what's the one thing I can do to be a better leader, right? Have you ever asked that question, right? Questions are amazing because they unlock curiosity and creativity and playfulness, Another way to practice vulnerability is to be a storyteller, And this is the third part, to tell stories. And in particular, tell honest stories, Stories of imperfections, of when I screwed up, right? As this creates safety and permission for others to be imperfect as well. And this, counterintuitively, actually encourages bravery and courage amongst teams. The best team cultures are storytelling cultures, and the best leaders tell the best stories. And as I said, they're not stories of grandiose victories, look at me, but rather stories of struggle, of mistakes and stuff-ups, and overcoming adversity and learnings, but then also find silver linings. They're stories that we can relate to. They're humorous or humble, or they're just more human stories. These ingredients, authenticity, vulnerability, and storytelling, together create the most amazing human connection. And that's the fourth ingredient, connection. And if you can create this connection, you are on your way to becoming a great leader to others. Finally, great leaders unlock the three primary intrinsic motivations that inspire any of us to perform. The first one is play. They tap into play and encourage us to be more creative, playful, curious, and just have fun. They also help us tap into purpose and find work that really means something to us, that really matters to us. And lastly, great leaders help us tap into potential. They encourage us to learn and grow and get out of our comfort zone to see what's possible, to have an unrealistic, optimistic belief in the potential of others. At Mojo, we love to use mantras. So think of these two mantras when you think about self-confidence and leadership confidence, yeah, or leading ourselves and leading others. With leading ourselves, the mantra we use is, I don't care what anyone thinks about me. It's what I think about myself that matters. But when we're leading others, the mantra is, I don't care what anyone thinks about me, but I care about them. Yeah. When you can say this second mantra and truly believe it, you've got all the power in the world. Yeah. You're totally empowered as a leader because it's not about you. Yeah. So we lose ego and we lose fear. Yeah. And we focus purely on caring for someone else. In this way, leadership is no longer a title. Yeah. It's an attitude. Yeah. And it's no longer a noun. It's a verb. Yeah. And remember, if all you do is create an environment to help others realize their potential, you might just change one person's life for the better, and they might then change another. And that's a pretty cool ripple effect. And at the end of the day, might just change the world. And that is leadership. Okay, that's it for another episode of Mojo Espresso. And until next time, I will love you and leave you and see you on the other side in the soup. Bye for now.